Joining us, Jim Rabbitt, head football coach, Kipp Academy Football, coming off a huge win last Friday. And, Coach, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Bill. Thanks for having me. Really excited to be talking to you today.
Yeah, great to have you. And first up, the win, the 26-14 win over Manchester Essex, handing them their first loss of the year. But they've had a great couple of years here. And so tell us about that game and how it all played out for you guys.
Yeah, it was a big week for us. We had obviously a nice win against Georgetown, but a couple tough losses early in the season. Losing to St. Mary's, really great ball club, Rattan Academy, and then Lowell Catholic. So we challenged our team to bounce back this week and play Kipp football. We haven't played Kipp football really all year, and what we've been used to the last 3 years. So we challenged our team. They responded. We got healthy. That was another big part of it. We got our quarterback back, Juan Settlesing, obviously. He was a difference maker in that game. So just the help in getting back to our basics, what has made us successful in the past, and our guys responded. We executed a game plan that we wanted to put out there, and we left it, and you can see the results on the scoreboard.
Well, tell me more, maybe in measurements, what that difference was. So you mentioned the return of your quarterback, but I imagine other parts of the game came together as well.
Yeah, I think up front especially, our line relatively young, inexperienced. We lost four of our five offensive linemen, three of our four defensive linemen. So it's been a learning curve for our young guys up front. They certainly took their licks in the first few weeks, especially against St. Mary's and Rattan Academy, just bigger and stronger up front than us, even age and experience-wise. And we slowly started to see that curve, the progression curve change for us. And I think this week at Manchester, it showed that we're starting to get it now. We're getting a little bit stronger as we lift throughout the season. We're getting more experience, in-game experience as well. So those young guys have picked it up, and I think this is just a show-me week for them as well, both sides of the ball up front.
Do you want to share with me some names of those linemen on Kipp?
Sure. So one of our seniors, Kenneth Pleitez, on both sides of the ball, just was dominant on both sides. Kind of waiting for him to wake up, and he did. And another senior who got healthy, a knee injury, is now back. Aranis Suarez, 360 pounds, and you certainly missed him on the defensive side of the ball. And now to have those two guys back anchoring our fronts, it's really helped. And sophomore Denzel Gomez has really stepped up. He's a bulldog, 5'9", 220, can squat the weight room, and he's really stepped up as a sophomore. He's starting to get it, and it showed in the way we've been able to move the ball, and then also stalemate on defense as well.
And tell me more about your quarterback and maybe the other skill positions, because you mentioned him coming back. So what did he bring to the game that you were missing offensively?
Yeah, I think Juan Settlesing is one of the more underrated quarterbacks in Eastern Mass, regardless of school size and division. He's a true dual threat. He can do it all. He runs, he throws, he has great pocket presence. He has great anticipation. He knows how to read a defense. It's so hard to coach that at the high school level, I think, to truly have a quarterback who can read defenders and move people with their eyes. And Juan went, I think, 19 for 22, in that game. And with three touchdown passes, and that just says a lot about his decision making, right? To go 19 for 22 in any game, especially against a team who's undefeated like Manchester Essex, is no small task, especially after being out for 2 weeks. So, just having a kid who will make the right decision with the football in his hands that many times, it just makes it so much easier as a play caller. And he has some weapons, obviously. Vic Maffo, is I think one of the best receivers in the state. Highly touted recruit. He's being looked at by a bunch of really great academic colleges as well. He had something like 8 receptions for 150 yards and 2 touchdowns, along with Mornell Castro, who filled in for one at quarterback and now back to his spot at receiver. Another 8 receptions, 100 and something yards, and Chanel Gutierrez, who had 4 or 5 catches for a touchdown, a great end zone over the top against 2 defenders touchdown. So. Now, we have the athletes, we have the guys who know what they're doing, and Juan just kind of puts that all together for us. And he's a special kid, and we know we have in him, and we're certainly going to ride him the rest of the way.
You know, it's funny, Jim, you mentioned your quarterback, and when you started to talk about him, I was just thinking of the phrase decision-making. And I've seen that a couple of other places this year in particular, and I'm struck by the fact that when you think about it in high school football and in college football, your teams are turning over year after year, every year kind of. And it seems like that's a very difficult thing for to really master that decision-making. I mean, you could be a good runner, you could be a good thrower, but unless you have that great decision-making, you know, implementing game plans, adjusting into game plans and so on, that's a huge key, isn't it? Yeah.
It is, and it's a testament to film study, right? And that doesn't happen naturally. It doesn't happen just, you know, being a smart kid. You have to put the work in to be a good decision-maker, just like anything you do. I think Juan does that. He looks at film, he buys into the game plan, he understands concepts because he works at it. And that's what makes him a great quarterback. And you know, I talk to our young guys who are in eighth and ninth grade coming up, as his backup, and ask them to emulate that, right? And it's easier said than done. It takes an extra bit to sacrifice the time in the film room and in the study room and understand those concepts. So I'm really proud of him for putting that work in, because it doesn't just—I don't think it comes naturally to players. So the decision making is because of the work he's put in.
Yeah, good point. All good points. Hey, so was there any turning point in that game last week at Manchester Essex for you guys?
No, I think I think being able to score on the first play of the game, I just say it's a turning point, but it got us off on the right foot. We had a play in that we wanted to run all week. We knew that we were going to get a three high look against them, and we wanted to exploit that with our speed. So we had a concept in there all week, and we worked on this concept, and it hit. And I think just that, and having that in our back pocket at the beginning of the game, just got the energy the right way. And the football, as you know, football is a game of momentum. It's a game of energy, contagious energy. And I think after hitting that, we knew we could hang with these guys, despite record, despite what the predictions may have been. We knew after we scored in that first play that we could hang, and we did. We put them in spots all day that they didn't want to be in, we were able to execute most of the time on what we wanted to do on both sides of the ball. So just having that at the beginning, I think, really helped us.
Absolutely. Hey, so now this Saturday, it's on to Old Rochester. So tell me about that matchup and this game coming up this weekend for you.
Yeah, this is a big game. Old Rochester, Coach Gilbo over there. I played Framingham State football with Coach. So we've been talking for years about getting a game going. And, geographically and schedule-wise, it never worked out. But now it did. We wanted to, and you've probably seen our schedule. We wanted to really beef up our schedule because, you know, last year we came in the playoffs 7-1 and a 12 seed, and yeah, we beat Manchester, but we really weren't ready physically for a team like Hull in the playoffs that ended up beating us and getting to the Super Bowl. So, you know, we wanted to find teams that mirrored what we might see in the playoffs. We're playing a team like Rochester, who just runs the ball. They run I formation, they dive, they blast, they're option, there's some play action. Just the real tough kids who are big and old school football, which I love. And it's a toughest test for us. And that's what we said this morning at film was, you know, this is a week that, you know, we need to learn to be tough and match the toughness of the old Rochester team, who's had great success over the last few years because they're well-coached, they're disciplined, and they're big and tough, not to underplay that at all. So, I think it's a great test for us, and I think it's a good litmus test to see where we're at as far as our ability to stop a team that just wants to run the ball down your throat.
No, absolutely. And the idea is now with the high school football schedule, the playoff format is to get ready for those playoffs and play a strong schedule to do that. Exactly. So that's a good point. Jim, anything else to share with us about KIPP football here this week?
I think KIPP football has kind of got his mojo back. You know, I know we started off a little bit slowly, but I think, like I said, our schedule that we put out there has helped us, and although we've had some losses, I think now we're better prepared for all these teams. So I think what you'll see in these last few weeks of football, some high scoring games, and some I think KIPP football is ready to go in the playoffs. And I think I hate to say it, but we're a team to watch, I think, in Division 8.
Yeah. Hey, but just for our listeners, give our listeners just a quick update on the history of KIPP football, because it's a relatively young program for sure.
Oh, sure. We started the program 6 years ago. This is our sixth year. We've over the last 3 years, 9-3, 5-2, 9-2, on that COVID year, obviously. state semifinals 2019, state quarterfinals last year. And our program's really grown over the last few years because our kids have bought into the work ethic, the dedication, the sacrifice, and the character it takes to be a successful varsity team. And I think now this is the first year in the six that we've really been able to, like I said before, really beef our schedule up and play some top-tier teams like St. Mary's, like a team that's owned the Boston League and Latin Academy, like a rough and tough, well-coached Old Rochester team. So, you know, over the last 6 years, we've grown as a program, and you know, we've gotten to that point, and you know, we're a step away, a play away from getting to the big show at Gillette, and we're always knocking on that door, and we're trying to get down and break that door down this year.
Well, keep knocking, Coach. Keep knocking, that's for sure.
We will try.
Jim, thanks so much for joining us. Best of luck to you. Congrats to you and the team, the coaching staff, and so on for this past weekend. And we'll be keeping an eye on you for sure.
Appreciate it. But you guys do a great job, and really appreciate you having us on.
Our pleasure having you. Jim Rabbitt, head football coach at Kipp Academy in Lynn.